Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and are sitting down with Harlequin Mirror author Rebecca Coleman. Known for her powerful and thought-provoking writing style, best-selling author Rebecca delivers an emotionally gripping new novel with Heaven Should Fall. Hi, Rebecca. It's nice to see you again.
Hi there. It's great to see you again.
This new book, Heaven Should Fall, deals with a crisis a family faces when a son comes back from Afghanistan with post-traumatic stress disorder. Tell us a little about Heaven Should Fall.
Well, I think it started with a friend of mine who served in the Army, and her husband also served in the Army, and they, after he got back from Iraq, they ended up getting divorced because his PTSD was such that he seemed like a different person, and it was really heartbreaking to hear her tell her story of this sending away the man she loved, and he came back and he seemed so different, and they couldn't reconcile it. And so I was really interested in writing about that. And I was also interested on a personal level that's larger than the soldier aspect of the story, because when I was 14, my younger sister died after a really long illness, and I saw the effect that the grief had on my family. And I've always been really interested in writing about how grief impacts a family. And this was an opportunity to do it in a very timely way.
Your first book, The Kingdom of Childhood, dealt with a controversial topic and was based against the setting of the Waldorf School, and Heaven Should Fall deals with another type of, I wouldn't say fanaticism, but let's say just a strongly held view on life.
Yes.
What is it that draws you to such polarizing subjects?
I think that people who have rather extreme views are very interesting because, for example, with the Kingdom of Childhood and the Waldorf School movement, I think most of us would agree that it's important to protect children. But most of us don't draw the same conclusions that the Waldorf School movement does about how exactly we need to do that. And similarly to in Heaven Should Fall, I think most Americans feel very patriotic about their country, but most of us don't draw the conclusion that we need to take up arms and oppose the government in order to protect the Constitution. And so the idea that we're all united by these common ideas, and yet we can draw such extremely different conclusions about how to enact them in our lives, is pretty fascinating to me.
Jill's relationship with her mother was a close one, which makes her dysfunctional relationship with the family she's married into that much more poignant. What do you think is her biggest weakness and her greatest strength?
I think her biggest weakness is one that a lot of us share, which is that we don't want to believe negative things about people we love very much. We don't really want to see their worst sides. But her greatest strength, once she's forced to face the worst side of the man she loves, is that she's not self-pitying at all. And she doesn't wallow in sadness or feel like the world has cheated her. She pulls herself up by her bootstraps and carries on and soldiers through it. And so I admired that about her as a character, and it was fun to write a strong female.
Cade professes to deeply love his son, his wife, and his brother, yet throughout the story he commits acts that violate their trust and risk their safety. How much of what drives his behavior is nature versus nurture?
I think what drives his behavior is grief, honestly. He certainly has his own ideas about things, and he takes on more of his family's ideas than he wants to acknowledge. But I think that what's really underlying it is this deep grief that he has about his brother. And I think that men in particular have a really hard time with grief because it makes them feel like they're not in control. They have strong feelings, and the fact that they can't overpower those feelings by sheer force of will makes them feel weak. And so grief tends to manifest itself as anger in men, and that's what Cade is dealing with, and he won't acknowledge that that's what's going on, and so it just continues to get worse and worse.
Now, Elias, he's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, a condition that affects as many as one quarter of soldiers returning from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. What were you hoping to say about soldiers who struggle and need help but are reluctant to seek it?
What I'm getting at in this book is the fact that post-traumatic stress disorder is something that when a member of the family has it, the entire family is impacted by it. And we tend to think of the individual soldiers and the things that they've experienced and the things that they've suffered. I don't know that we think as much about the fact that their children are dealing with a mother or father who is haunted by these things, or a spouse that is struggling to help the partner that they love so much, or a mother and father who don't want to see their their child suffering. And so In Heaven Should Fall, I come at it from a number of different points of view. And the family loves Elias. I think he's a deeply likable character. But he's also a very, very unhappy, very distressed person. And so I want to honor the fact that the families of people who serve are also serving in their way.
And they're also sacrificing.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for sitting down with us today, Rebecca, and all the best with Heaven Should Fall.
Thank you so much.